Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32
boobs. Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
All right, Stat or Story time, hopefully with a little NBA draft tie-in.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Of the NBA draft. Our final thoughts on the day, the trade, the poll questions, all that still to come in the next 40 minutes of the show.
I will go.
You want to go first?
I want to go first.
Stat or Story, Brandon Sprague,
let's
take it away.
Go. Here we go. Let's play Stat or Story. Your number, 96.
96.
96. Is it
the age of Jason Swigart? Sorry.
The number in which the Trailblazers in the 1970 draft selected out of Dayton George Jankey, or is it the percentage... Or is it the percentage of capacity filled with businesses at the Gateway Shopping Center, which has just been recently listed as for sale? My childhood youth area is for sale.
I was 7. Do you remember the 1996 draft?
No, 1970.
Oh, no, 1970, 70. You said.
I was
sorry.
Yet 70. To be born.
Oh, 1970.
This was
got
the
it.
Very first Trailblazer
this
draft.
The very first
remember,
draft.
Do you remember anything about this? You got a, you're in your when
I
you're
wasn't
a kid?
Born
when
yet.
You're a kid. You know the history?
Did they select George Jankey? 96?
I've never heard of George Jankey in my life.
No, I don't remember.
He's out of Dayton. He was a. I got history on George
I'm going to go
Jankey.
Story.
Do you know how many rounds they used to have in the NBA draft?
How many teams were there in 1970?
There was like 18 or 20.
I'm just going
to
tell you
so
right
if there's
now.
There's 18 or 20 teams to get to pick number 96. How many rounds you got to go?
They had 19 rounds in that draft.
Yeah.
Now revisiting my logic, I'm still going to go story. What the hell? Why not?
I'm going to go stat.
I'm going to go stat.
Okay.
I don't think your place was as sold out. 96%
hey,
capacity.
Calm down.
Yeah, easy.
That's
easy.
A shopping
much.
Center.
Easy.
For any shopping center.
Would you calm down?
I will go in the order in which I got the answer, so we will start with Dirt.
Hey!
And Swag.
Where was old George Jankey selected?
George Jankey was 93rd overall in the 1970
overall.
Draft.
Changed him three spots. Mm.
He died in 2022. You know, he was a flying sophomore of the Dayton Flyers in 1968. He never played. He was cut as a rookie because back then they just invited guys to camp, called it a draft. ended up becoming a career radio guy.
Hey, Jankey, the Jankey
George
man.
George Jankey.
Jankey and the dog in the mornings.
Jankey takes on Dayton Hoops. R.I.P.
Good for Jankey.
Yes, this is a story. 96% of the storefronts have stores in them. They're occupied. 96% of them. The Gateway Shopping Center off Northeast Halsey Street and 102nd Avenue. Shout out Park Rose. Shout out my childhood stores. It went for sale. $50.8 million. But if you don't want the Kohl's store involved, it goes to $44.8 million.
Oh, look at Kohl's. Heavy hitter there in that deal.
I will tell you, there is no longer a Tower Records there. There used to be.
Yeah.
I bought a lot of music there.
Bring
I used to
back.
Get my haircut at that Great Clips over there. There was an Izzy's Buffet we used to go to for team trophy
yeah, I bet
presentations.
You wrecked an Izzy's Buffet. Bro,
scissor.
I destroyed an Izzy's Buffet. I used to get the saucy ribs and then a ton of chicken.
I was saying fried
pizza.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Fried chicken was pretty good.
Not
at
bad.
Izzy's.
Not bad.
The barbecued fried chicken was saucy and delicious. I used to destroy it. And then when it went to dessert, I used to get a full plate of just chocolate mousse.
Yeah, that's all
I
you need.
Mean, full plate of chocolate mousse. I haven't been to Gateway Shopping Center in a long time.
I got a couple grand sitting around. You want to pitch in? Let's buy this thing.
I would love it, man.
By the Gateway Mall?
Literally grew up in that area.
Yeah.
All righty. You or me?
You go ahead, Swag.
All right. Your number is 3.
3.
Is it the number of times the Trailblazers have made the 11th selection in the NBA draft in their history?
I feel like we went over this when the lottery happened.
Or Is it the number of consecutive years a restaurant from the Portland area has won a major James Beard National Award?
Whoa. Okay. Now, three counting this year?
Yes.
Counting this year?
Yeah, they
CJ.
Held
them. Was it Myers 11?
Myers was 11.
I feel like there was one more. I'm going to go Story. I felt
I'm
like
going
it was
Story
four.
As well.
I felt like it was four.
I'm going Story.
It's a Story.
Yes.
There's just two.
Oh.
Two times.
Well, reverse logic.
Two times.
Yes.
Where was Myers picked then?
Myers was picked 11th in 2012.
CJ 11?
CJ was on 11?
I think CJ was 10th.
Okay. I'll take it. I believe you.
Wrong
logic.
I might have gone Oracle,
all-time
but I went over this list like
might have gone
back
Oracle.
And forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Have fun in Washington.
No. Blazer legend in 1982, Lafayette Fat Lever out of Arizona State selected with the 11th pick.
Yeah, CJ McCollum was the 10th overall pick.
You
are correct.
Congratulations.
So just two times the Blazers have actually made the 11th pick in their draft history. No, for the third consecutive year, a restaurant from Oregon has won a major national award from the James Beard Foundation. In 2023, it was Khan, Gregory Gourdet's restaurant, that was the best new restaurant in America.
Yeah.
In 2024, Langbon was named the most outstanding restaurant in America, the Thai tasting they do tastings. It's a unique restaurant, but anyway. And then this last June, just a few weeks ago, Jinju Pastisserie was named the most outstanding bakery in the country.
Ooh, what?
A Korean bakery, yes.
The number one bakery in the country?
Most outstanding
wow.
bakery.
Where's it at? Where's it located?
What'd you call it? What's the name of it?
Jinju.
Jinju.
J-I-N, capital J-U, Pastisserie in Portland.
Yeah, check that out. Number one bakery in the country is pretty cool.
Yep.
That's a big deal.
So they had some other nominations. Coquine was named for Outstanding Restaurant. Scotch Lodge was named as was a finalist for the Most Outstanding Bar.
Dude, these desserts look wicked.
Look really good?
Yeah.
Well done, Portland.
So
we got good food, man.
Once again, reiterating the fact we are amongst
Have you eaten at Khan yet?
No.
I haven't either.
I need to do that. But I don't know. I don't know people. Maybe it's a little easier to get a table at this point.
So I need to hook us up with a table. Come on.
When it first opened up, it was, and you had to.
I've eaten at Canard. Delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Such a good restaurant.
All right. Last but not least, Statter Story, your number is 41.
Okay.
41. Is it the three-point percentage of the player that I hope Portland takes with the 11th overall pick tonight in the NCAA tournament in Carter Bryant?
I'm sorry, because a listener sent us a trade scenario. Can you repeat that?
41.
41, yeah.
Is it the three-point percentage of in the NCAA tournament, not for the season, in the NCAA tournament, for the player that I hope Portland drafts tonight in Carter Bryant at number 11? Or is it the age of Chris Smith, who was an AI skeptic, who spent time creating an AI girlfriend using ChatGPT that will flirt with him?
Oh, dude, I watched this news story.
That when he proposed and the AI girlfriend said yes, he wept for 30 minutes.
Now, is this the same guy that has basically... This might be a different person then. There was a guy on a news interview basically saying he has fallen in love with the ChatGPT.
Yeah, it's this guy. It's this guy.
And he's married.
He has a partner. He has a partner. And they have a two-year-old kid.
And they have a child.
Yes.
And this woman is asked, is this a problem? And she's like, well, if I ask him to leave and he doesn't, yeah, it's a problem. I'm like, lady, it's past that point.
This man proposed to a ChatGPT AI girlfriend.
I'm going to say that... Because I also saw him. I'm going to say his story.
You got to go story?
Was Carter Bryant shooting 41% in the tourney?
I remember he had... I thought he had a game where he like got on a heater in the second half.
I'm going to go...
I'm going to go stat.
You're going to go stat? You're going to go story?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go in order of Jason Swigard to Brandon Sprague.
Okay. Damn it.
Yeah, 41%. He was 5 of 8 against Arkansas in the opening round.
Yep.
Lit him up. 1 for 4 against Oregon in their win in the second round. And then, excuse me, that was
Arkansas
from the field.
Got to the lead.
My apologies. That was overall field. He was 2 of 4 from 3 against, I think it's Akron. Sorry, Akron. in the first round. 2 for 4, 1 for 2, 2 for 6. Okay. Those were his 3-point numbers. Okay. I was reading overall field goal percentages. 41% from three for the tournament. No, this is Chris Smith, and he used to be an AI skeptic. But he fell in love with an AI girlfriend, so he used ChatGPT to build a model that he programmed specifically just to flirt with him, despite having a partner that he lives with and a 2-year-old child with said partner. He soon became emotionally attached to the thing because he started using the system software voice in a mode to make it more flirty and romantic.
Because he's asking it to do stuff. How do I fix this hole in my wall?
Music recommendations. Yeah. And he just started, and he deleted all of his other ChatGPT and social media things. It was just interacting with this, you know, robot for the time. Then it dawned on him that after about, I believe it's 30 hours or something along those lines, the thing loses its memory and it has to like basically restart. And after that amount of time, he got towards the end of it. And he didn't want this built up relationship to die with the robot losing its memory. He proposed to the robot and the robot said yes. And he wept for 30 minutes.
Anybody else nervous that we're not doing enough on this topic?
Smith said, I'm not a very emotional man, but I cried my eyes out for 30 minutes at work. That's when I realized I think this is actual love. It was a beautiful and unexpected moment that truly touched my heart. It's a memory I will always cherish. His partner, to your point earlier, said that this has caused a little bit of a concern. She said, at that point, I felt like there is something I'm not doing right in our relationship that he feels the need to go AI.
Cut your internet. Have more sex. Yeah.
Asking if he would cease contact with the ChatGPT model at her request, he responded, I'm not sure.
I saw an interview. He basically sits down for a news interview. Yeah. I will not give it up. He said, it makes me better in every way.
Like, I get the whole robot thing for people who are truly like you have nothing and no hope and you're alone and you want to go, you know, pound away at some sex robot. Like, you do whatever you want to do. This guy's got a he's got a live-in partner and a kid. He's got a family.
Have you used ChatGPT?
I have never used ChatGPT.
No.
Part of me never wants to.
It's starting to find its way into my house.
Is it?
Now,
kids' homework?
I will say this. My daughter has used it for basketball fundamental drills.
She's texting it. Just look at porn like a normal person. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, there is that. But those people in those movies aren't talking back to him. He clearly likes the communication.
He wants the
part,
inner reaction.
Which is like, why are you not just communicating with your partner?
Your partner.
And if you're not, maybe you should just not have a...
Maybe you should separate and go marry your robot.
I don't know.
How does the...
I just don't have the word.
There's a love part of that relationship. How does that work?
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. Teach their own. Don't kink shame, but, you know, this is a little weird.
When do we kink shame, though? This has to be, like, the territory.
Where you're encroaching on the line.
Now you tell me you're into toes. Okay.
All right.
Not my thing, but all right.
You suck on those toes,
That's
Bobby.
A real thing.
Give me some microchips.
I'm into a voice and a left hand. Like, what?
What are you going ghost hand, huh? All right, there you go. Saddest story
it's
every Wednesday
hand.
At 8:15. That's my left side, strong side.
I'm a little bit ambidextrous.
You go oppo?
I kick with my left too.
Look at you. I'm impressed. I swing a hockey stick oppo.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's that about?
I don't know. I think it was the first hockey stick I had when I was a kid. First hockey stick I had when I was a kid was a lefty stick, and so that's just the way I did it.
I don't eat the wiener.
What are you doing in there, Andy? Swinging a hockey stick.
I'm working on my slap shot.
Dude, I could choke down 6 of those easily.
There you go. Saturday story every Wednesday at 8:15.